This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with co-host and Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
And our guest is Mr. Bruce Lane. He is the president-elect of the Rhode Island Association of Realtors. Welcome.
Thank you.
And we're basically going to discuss home prices and some other issues. Housing prices rose in January locally compared to the previous January, but it's actually a bit of a fall off when you look at broader numbers. Is that correct?
Well, if you're comparing to the national trend, yeah, a little bit. But certainly the median price point from last year at $175,000 is up over $190,000 now. So we're moving in the right direction. We're increasing. We're a little bit behind the national average.
And reasons for that?
A lot of reasons. One to keep in mind is in Rhode Island, we had more foreclosures than some of those states that we're being compared to. So it's taking us a little bit more time to sell off those foreclosures. The inventory for foreclosures and short sales, properties that we refer to as underwater, that inventory is reducing. And that's what we want to see. We want to see that inventory continue to reduce as we move back to a traditional market. But they're there, and we have to continue to sell them.
There were some other data that also showed that Rhode Island had one of the 10 worst percentages of underwater mortgages. So that, in addition to starting at a sort of a larger point, it's going to take even longer to work through than a lot of other places, right?
It may take a little bit longer, yes.
And is that related to, is the job market also going to have an effect on that too? If they're less willing to move, there's less dynamism because they're afraid of the equity they lost and the fact that they'll take a little bit of a hit when they sell short?
With the job market, and I don't want to speak too much of it, we're saying that we're at 9% unemployment, and then we look at it as there's 91% that are not. And that's the sector of the market that we need to purchase properties. And if you look now at interest rates are 4.5% for a 30-year mortgage. Those are still historically low numbers, very low numbers. You know, the consumer confidence of the state, yes, we need that to get up so that people will realize that this is a great time to buy. I don't know if you're going to see those interest rates again. I hadn't seen them in my career, and I've been doing this for over 20 years. They're here, but I don't know if they're going to be here forever. I mean, the likelihood of them increasing a tad is pretty realistic.
You take a cyclical look at the housing market and home sales and prices, and where are we heading in the cycle?
We're heading up. We're heading up. Our price point is going up. Last year, as I had mentioned, you know, median price point was 175. We're 190. Inventory right now in Rhode Island, and which is another positive attribute, our supply of homes right now is at about a 6-month supply. That's a balanced market. So that's good for sellers, good for buyers. Other parts of the country that are experiencing higher gains in comparison to us have lower inventories. Their inventories have gone down, which creates more demand in the market for them. So when there's more demand, they're going to pay more money. But if they start doing that at too fast a clip, you got to remember back to 2001, 2, 3, and 4 in Rhode Island, we were increasing 20% a year, 22%, 23% in a year. We don't want to do that again. We saw where that led us to. So the pace that we're moving right now, we might not be moving at the national average, but we're moving in the right direction. And you talk about opportunities right now for buyers to buy. They should be buying. You're not just buying a home. You're buying a home in a market that we see stats that saying is increasing. So be that as it may, it might not be increasing at the national average, but it's increasing. So you buy a home, you're buying also a 4.5% interest rate. So you buy that mortgage. It's matched to that property. As long as you pay it, you keep it. Once rates start going up, your buying power is going to go down. But if that property increases at a value of 5% per year, those are all added benefits. You know, we keep saying the housing market. The housing market is designed for a roof over our heads. I mean, the investment vehicle of it is great. It's to me, there's a lot of a bonus to that. There's tax benefits that you get from being a homeowner. Those existed before the boom, during the boom, and now, but they're still there. Paying down equity on your property. You know, I'm getting off track where, but you start talking about being a renter in the state versus a buyer. You'd be hard-pressed not to think about buying a property if you're a renter, unless your plans are to be here for a short period of time. I get it. Then don't buy. But you go into look at some of the what people are paying for rent, because the rental market prices are increasing. I'm a landlord. Prices are increasing. I rent properties to people, and I said, love to have you for a tenant, but Your game plan in the next 2 years should be to buy a house. Why do you want to continue to pay me? Because at the end of the year when you rent, I don't give you a piece of my equity back. I probably give you a little bit of a rent increase and say, thanks for being timely.
So one of the interesting things you're talking about compared to other parts of the country, the rate of increase. Now, Rhode Island benefited from the almost crazy increases that were in the Boston market before. And right now, the Boston market is actually experiencing pretty significant price increases. Do you see that finding its way in our direction as well? Is that potentially going to have an influence, or does it have one already?
It should definitely have an influence. It's always been, we look towards Massachusetts, and they seem to move ahead first, and we track them. We trail behind them, but we follow in their lead. So we're seeing that they're experiencing increases. We're also doing, they're just a little bit ahead of us.
We're talking about the housing market, the Rhode Island housing market, with Mr. Bruce Lane, the president-elect of the Rhode Island Association of Realtors, here on The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Had a pretty bad winter, and how does that potentially affect home sales? Do people hold off on selling the home, looking for a home, when there's been a bad winter?
I think that the amount of snow that we've had this winter has had a little bit of a psychological impact on all of us, not just the housing market. Could it have slowed things down a bit? Sure. If we got snowed out of open houses, you know, for three continuous weekends, there's going to be less people looking. But the good news on that is we tell sellers right now, people are thinking about, I'm going to wait until put my house on the market in the spring, which is fine. But the ones that we put on the market right now in the winter, the serious buyers are out there looking. And they have less to look at. And so we've had properties that we've had go on the market that have gone into contract in 5 days, 6 days. We have had some bid situations where the inventory in certain areas was very low. So I would rather have a captive audience during a snowstorm to sell my house than wait for everybody in the spring to put theirs on where everybody's going to come and look at them. So they're not going to make a decision on the spot because they've got a whole bunch to look at.
Well, I'm wondering, did you like rent a dog sled to get people out to the homes while the blizzards were on?
Well, I personally drive a 4x4, as does my wife. So yes, we were able to get there, and we did put together a deal in a snowstorm.
In terms of people who are depending on a healthy housing market for their own livelihood, to what extent does a slow housing market not only affect sellers and buyers and lawyers and realtors, but perhaps some other professions? I'm thinking home inspectors, surveyors.
When the housing market increases and we have sales, every time a home is sold, it trickles down into the local economy. There's stats. Now, this is a national average, but let's just take a piece of it. There are stats that say when a house is sold, there's $60,000 worth of spending that happens after the sale of that house. People furnish the house. They paint the house. They hire a home inspector. They hire a title attorney. They hire an electrician. There's a trickle-down effect. So, you know, what goes first, you know, the chicken or the egg? The housing market sells. The economy gets better.
You know, in the last few months, we've been seeing a couple of conversations about a few things that on the national level that might affect the local home market. Number one has to do with flood insurance and the sort of revamped flood maps. Another one has to do with the mortgage deduction, the interest deduction. Have you seen any of the changes or potential changes having an effect yet on the market, and what do you think they might have?
Flood insurance obviously is a very sensitive issue, but there's been some recent improvements there that it's been passed in the House and now moving to the Senate to change the way that they were charging people with flood insurance. I'll give you an example that the lines of the flood maps have moved. We have people who... they don't have to be in an oceanfront property. They can be in a neighborhood in Cranston off Aqueduct Road that has a certain level that puts them in the flood zone at a certain elevation that if there is a mortgage on the property, force places flood insurance to a tune of $2,500 on a $160,000 single-family home. Now, what's being implemented and that we've been in full support of is they can't raise the rates as they have. They've been coming in with some very high rates. So now they've capped them off and it's lowered. So we're very sensitive to it because sure, it can have a very adverse effect on properties that it's not the oceanfront properties that we're worried about. It's the ones that are in a flood zone that require flood insurance that don't even have the benefit of sitting by the water.
It's that little stream in the backyard that turns into a raging current in a
downpour.
Sure does.
Sure does. Yep.
Okay, we are out of time. We've been looking at the housing market with the Rhode Island Association of Realtors President-elect Bruce Lane. Thanks for being our guest on The Bottom Line.
Thanks for having me.
Again, thanks to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great as always, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.